Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. One, two.
You don't need to count.
One, two, three, four. Ba-ba-bum, ba-dum. Welcome to Stay. That was awful, wasn't it? Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast hosted by two best of pals. We're actually as besties we've ever been before, really. Souls are very connected. Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson on our quest to stay relevant in this tough little industry of ours. We're not getting any younger. This is Staying Relevant.
I hated that introduction. I will be swearing if you don't like it. And I am not drinking today because I had enough last night.
Pete's back on the sauce, baby.
No, I'm not back on the sauce. I am just casually having a drink.
While he stares at me, not blinking, going, don't ruin this for me.
It's actually quite painful to blink, really bloodshot sore eyes today.
Really?
Yeah.
I used some of Pete's eye drops yesterday when we saw each other. And I'm like, oh, can I use them? Because they make his eyes look really blue and really bright. They stink.
Can I just point out, my eyes are blue. They don't turn them blue.
The eye drops are blue.
But it basically just stops you being bloodshot because, and I used to have them quite a lot when I used to do a lot of TV because I was always drunk. But now that I'm not drinking as much, bar today, last night, and probably tomorrow, I don't need them as much. Right, let's move on from that.
I believe you've got a message to read out, don't you, Pete?
I do, actually. Good. Nice memory. Very on form today. Following on from last week, where we spoke about hair transplants quite a bit and you've been asked to do a documentary, we've had a very interesting review. It's one of my favourites, actually, Sam. And it's someone that obviously follows a lot of what you do, so they don't just listen to the podcast because they also watch you on your other endeavours, like the Love Island thing. So the title of the review is Sam's Hairline.
Fucking hell.
To make you feel slightly better, there is 5 stars.
Come on! Sam's Hairline is 5 stars.
But I don't think that's for the hairline. So, the review goes, and this is from James. I like James. Love the podcast and think Sam is so funny.
Come on!
But his hairline on the Love Island reunion was a joke. Expecting a documentary to be released soon on trying to fix that. Pete, on the other hand, is a British legend.
Is that how it finishes?
Yes. God, genuinely, it actually finishes like that.
Do you know what I love about that?
Your hairline is a fucking joke.
What I like about that message in general is that we had literally just finished last week's episode. And at the very end, we were talking about the fact that I'd been approached to do a documentary for hair transplants. And this motherfucker had written it before this even came out.
Yeah.
He didn't even listen to it. He literally thought to himself, this guy should do a documentary about hair transplants. It's that bad.
It's really got to you.
It's really got to me, yeah. But I know what he was referring to as well.
We all know. It's the fucking sunroof you've got.
No, I know, but it was Love Island, the reunion. And basically, I remember watching it myself. I was sat on this seat. I was at the back of camera, back of shot. I wasn't even on, like, the one talking. And I bent over my head like that, and the lights glared off my scalp and, like, shot back into the camera. It's like when you reflect sunlight. It was so bad.
I always think that whenever you do, like, studio stuff and you've got fucking lights, you get really hot and quite sweaty. And the problem that I have then is it really highlights my forehead. And it becomes like a light. It becomes like a lighthouse. Because every time the cameras fucking just move around, you basically get a glare off my forehead and my receding hairline, like you do in the glasses. And that's why I wear the glasses, because then people look at that glare and not that
glare. We
need
anti-glare for the forehead, Pete. You know what, actually, I've got something that I haven't told you yet, but you want to love this. So when I was in Mallorca for the, this is a few weeks ago now, for the last After Sun, I had to cream up my head.
No, what's your ball bit?
I had to cream up my ball patch. I've never had it before. My dad used to do it. He used to have to fucking put 50
for context. For context, Sam's dad is completely bald now.
He's not. He's got the monk. He's got the his front's okay and his side's okay. He's just got the patch.
Oh, he's got the tuck.
He's got the fry tuck. Yeah. But he has to put 50. And I literally did a text to my dad going, fuck. I was like, I've hit that stage.
Yeah, can I have some more money for a hair transplant? Well, it's funny you say that, because I also noticed something the other day as well. So when you go do somebody's filming, you know, when you go get they do your makeup bits and someone comes around, if you're sitting there doing something and they just touch you up. Someone lifted up my hair and touched. She literally went. And I felt so fucking savage.
She lifted up the flap.
I was talking to someone and it was happening and I went, are you joking? And she went, we're just going to make sure it's all over. I thought, fucking hell. Yeah, that's bad when you're having to lift up your flaps, isn't it?
Sorry. So that was a really lovely message. We did get 5 stars on that review, to be fair. So
I think that's because you do a podcast with a British legend.
But Dad, I have told you this. You're a fucking icon.
Right, anyway, enough hair chat. I feel like we've managed to blag an entire podcast out talking about hair transplants and my jammer.
I know.
That's all we have to cover. This week's Staying Relevant, I think, is a joint one.
It is. It's a double trouble. It's a doozy. What? It's a doozy. I think that's the word. It's a doozy. It's a double. Double. It's both of our Staying Relevant stories.
Oh, you're a fucking parrot. That's what I just said.
Yeah. We made a video.
Yes. Well, people have seen the video now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you want to start this, but basically I was at Sam's and we had to... Sam wanted to do this listener's choice fucking thing because he really thinks we're going to win and
we're
going to get all these fucking votes and all that. And we have done really well. We've got 6 or 7 now. So he wanted to do this video. But anyway, we had to do other work during the fucking day and then we put this like 2-3 hours to do this fucking video in the afternoon. Sam says to me, I'm just quickly popping downstairs into his basement, which is transferred into the cinema room /bar where he keeps the cigars and, you know, all that sort of stuff. You know, humidor's being built at the minute.
Oh my god.
It was gonna be a plunge pool, but we decided to bath, we'd get more use. So Sam's in there doing a voiceover for one of his videos with Ted, who is our mate and videographer guy, tech guy. Well, I don't know what you call him, just it does everything basically. So he said, I'll be up in a minute. I sat upstairs outside in his garden for 45 minutes. Sam then calls me and said, we need your help. I go downstairs and he said, we've just been talking about how we're going to do this video. And I said, right, okay. Well, I thought we'd already discussed how we do it. Him and Ted have been sat there for 45 minutes and I wrote one line.
I've still got it on my phone.
One line of this entire video. Then how long did it take us? 5 minutes after that?
Yeah.
What the fuck were you both doing for 45 minutes? It's a really simple video. You've all fucking seen it.
It's an appeal for your vote for the podcast awards. And we couldn't agree on how to start it. So the only line we had written in 45 minutes is, this is an urgent appeal from the Staying Relevant team.
That's literally all they had in 45 minutes.
It was a slow day. And then Pete came downstairs and actually helped for once, which was really cool.
Helped? I wrote the whole fucking thing.
Pete wrote the whole thing.
And then that was my job done. Then Sam had to obviously recite everything whilst I just sat on a street.
So if you've watched the video of us appealing for your votes for the Listener's Choice Podcast Awards, we thought it would be apt that Pete had turned to the booze. Because we needed your vote. And so we thought we'll put Pete with a cardboard cutout on the streets of Fulham, being I used to be on TOWIE, written on the cardboard cutout in a pair of Crocs.
So Sam's made a really good point there. When we decided to do this, because we thought it would be just sort of, you know, quite funny, like parody type seeing.
But what was quite funny is we had Pete on the street in trackies and Crocs and a cardboard cutout.
Right, can I just point out another thing, sorry about this. Sam brings me, I said, you got like a tracksuit I can wear? Sam brings me in a tracksuit and I said, just bring like an old tracksuit that you've got. I knew what he was going to do because Sam does it every time. You can't just ask him. He won't just bring a tracksuit down. What he will do is bring one of Zara's down. And then I put it on and he goes, oh, God, you're looking a bit tubby there or something. It's Zara's. That's why, Sam, because it's not a man's fucking tracksuit, is it?
It was. You just fucking put on a bit of timber.
It's not a fucking geezer's tracksuit. Sam, a borrower would struggle to get in that.
It was so tight on him, he couldn't do it up.
I couldn't do it up. And I still don't know why he did it. But Sam then came downstairs and then fucking awful Mickey Mouse boots.
They're not fucking awful.
And I have no idea why. It wasn't talked about. He literally put on a fucking nice shirt, then washed out chinos that he's had for years, and then boots. And I still don't get why. I still don't get it.
Because Pete doesn't understand fashion. Like, they're avant-garde. They're quite out there, granted. They cost 500 quid.
Sam spent £500 to make himself look like a toilet plunger. And I'm not joking you, they squelched like that as well.
They did squelch. They were a little bit too big, but you can't give them back the non-refundable.
Do you know what it is? It's for all them... That is a prime example of someone trying to dress to stay relevant.
Why?
Because...
No, we were outside. Actually, fuck you. We were outside and we had kids on bikes riding past going, bro, love your shoes, man. I was like, thanks, bro.
Yeah, you should have gone, thanks, man, I'm 31, bro, whilst talking to all the kids on their bikes in your fancy little shoes.
But the thing is, they're quite cool. I've always been in someone like...
They're not cool. You said they were specific... Yesterday, you specifically said to me, God, they're really uncomfortable. As you were just... Bloop, bloop, bloop. You're from fucking Chelsea.
I got a little bit of heat to me, mate. I've got a bit of spice. I'm in the kitchen. Cooking.
No, you're not. You're in the toilet plunging. They're honestly... what I don't get is whether or not you got them specifically to do that video.
No, they are actually for fashion.
But you're not going to wear them.
I am going to wear them.
I still don't understand it. I'm 2 days in and I'm still confused by it. You're not actually ever going to wear them.
I should have worn them today.
Did you come on your scooter?
Yeah.
If I saw, you know, you've got red seat on the scooter as well. They must be for a joke.
Son. No, Pete, they are cool. Were there or were there not?
How much money do you have to spend £500 on plungers?
Pete didn't want to be seen walking next to me when we filmed this video yesterday.
Well, because the problem is now, you've worked so hard on trying to make us some sort of fucking duo.
Actually, what I did quite like as well is when Pete was on the floor, on the street, with his cardboard cutout. There were people driving past and they would stop feeling sorry for him. They would slow down and like really eye him up. Cardboard said, I used to be on TOWIE. Really tickled me.
It may have been the bottle of whiskey outside of the brown bag.
Oh yeah, that was bad as well.
We didn't need to add that in, but I just felt we added a little bit more character.
So that's what we've done for our Staying Relevant moment. We have created, this is how desperate we are. We have created.
No.
Yeah, we have created a video.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, because we're putting this out as a double post.
No.
Both of our posts
on
Instagram.
Let's get this right.
It's a collab.
Let's get this right. Who are we praying to?
It's a collab we've done together.
Sam's desperation to do this video and my tolerance of Sam and just wanting an easy life, I think is probably what my reason for doing this. Because the worst part about this is if we don't win now...
I know, I thought about this as well.
The embarrassing part of this is that we have begged for weeks for people to vote. We've done a whole appeal, right?
We're the only people to do a video.
No one else cares. It's a completely open fucking... But it could, we don't even know the competition. It could come from anywhere, and so that's every podcast there could be could get could win this. We're the only ones that have done an appeal video.
If we don't win,
so embarrassed. They go and thank you for coming to the podcast awards. And first up is the listener's choice, which has been won by Peter Crouch and Abby Chancy. I will be straight on Instagram deleting that video as soon because the embarrassment, I might have to have a month off or so just to let people forget.
Mate, no one will forget. If we also,
But imagine we win and they play the video in front of everyone and there's me on the fucking street.
Begging for votes. Everyone sit there going, oh, well, to be fair, they did do an appeal video.
Well, no, because then what the problem is now, people aren't going to go, well, that's a good podcast. They're going to go, they did a whole appeal for that.
The only way we can get in is if you guys just like break the door and push us in there. We're not even invited.
No, we're not even. We've never been. We're not involved. I didn't know what it was, to be honest with you. But now Sam's got in his head that we need 200,000 people to fucking vote for us. I don't think 200,000 people have listened to this from the beginning.
Come on, we want to break the system.
And the worst part of this is, actually, when we did this video yesterday, we did it outside Sam's mum's house, which is just round the corner to his house. She came out and she went.
She saw it.
And she went, "What are you doing? What are they on your feet, Sam?" And I went, "They were 500 quid." And she went, "Sam." And then she looked at the placard and she went, oh, is this for the listener's choice? I voted.
Yeah, she did.
And I went, what?
Karen Thompson.
So basically Karen Thompson and my mum Tracy are the only two people that fucking voted.
And Leanne.
Leanne.
Come on, Leanne.
Anyway, right, can we move on from this now?
So please do. This is my last call to action of the day.
Sam,
so
please, no, you've done a whole appeal. Don't.
Just one more, just for me. So please, from all of us at Staying Relevant Podcast, please...
Don't give a fuck.
Vote for us.
They do not care.
In the Podcast Awards Listener's Choice section. Just type in Podcast Awards / Listener's Choice. Please.
You went a bit Sean Connery there.
We are desperate to win this. Desperate.
I don't even know how we got into that. What was that? I was Staying Relevant for a moment, mate.
That was our Staying Relevant. Big news.
Okay, I'm ready.
Big news. Probably the biggest news that we've... ever put out on this podcast. It doesn't involve myself or Pete. Standard.
To be perfectly honest, I don't think we've ever been part of big news.
Yeah, we haven't. So, but we definitely can hold on to the coattails of this news. My girlfriend, Zara McDermott, is doing Strictly Come Dancing.
I love the fact that you've just announced it like we've got an exclusive and it's been out for a week. But you literally did that like it was an exclusive. We've got big news.
We've got big news.
We're hanging on coattails, and I can reveal here today, Zara McDermott, we know. Very good, though, for Zara.
Very good. But that she is now relevant.
I think she's been relevant now for quite a while.
Yeah, she's hit new heights. If we're pond scum, she is like the dragonfly that flies above it, hovers.
Zara told me she wanted to do Strictly about 2 years ago, and that's the one show that she really wanted to do. And I said, oh, you'll fucking start getting it. Then she started doing the stuff for BBC, and I thought she's guaranteed to do it.
I love that. Pete's now like, I always knew. Never once heard him say that, by the way. I always knew.
No, I didn't know. But I thought, once she's doing all the stuff for the BBC, she's going to be lined up to do it, isn't she? You know what I mean?
I didn't think she would. I didn't think they'd let ex-Love Islanders on. She's so much more than that now.
Yeah, but I don't think you even associate Zara with Love
Island. No, you wouldn't. She deserves it more than anyone.
How do you feel about it?
I can't fucking wait.
I've got a question, though. How busy is the schedule of what they do?
Mate, they train every day.
Right, and she's been away for pretty much all of summer.
Mm.
When are you going to see each other?
Well, luckily, that's actually the good thing, is that she's literally going to rehearsals coming home. So, like, I'm going to see
her. Where are rehearsals? Just
down the road.
Oh, I thought they danced up north on the beach.
The beauty of Strictly, you can actually rehearse wherever is like, good for you.
Oh, so you'll see more of her?
I'm going to see more of her, which is actually quite nice.
Will you be going to rehearsals?
I'd bring her cupcakes or flowers, but, like, I'm not going to go and watch her train. I don't want to look like I'm that boyfriend who turns up to practice going, hey, honey, just bought you some cupcakes, like... How are we all good on the home front? Do you know, like, you don't want, like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to let her do her thing and come home.
Yeah, and yeah, just let her, let her go do her thing and then come home to find me rocking back and forth on the end of the bed crying. But
do you know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy because I've actually heard stories about, like, boyfriends who, like, turn up to these things and are, like watching in terms of, like, intently being like, oh, you're getting a bit, like, no. Do your thing. Enjoy it. Don't have me fucking standing next to you. I will be going to the live shows. I'm going to be bringing placards and you're fucking coming.
Yeah, Sam's already tried to book me in for the live shows. But two good bits to this. So Sam says, yeah, we're going to the live shows. Zara FaceTimed me yesterday when I was at yours and you was on the fucking phone. Yeah. Oh, no, you gave me the phone. And she was going, she went, by the way, could you try and get tickets for Strictly for you and Sam? And I went, what? And she said, well, I only get two and it's really for mum and dad. So he hasn't even got a fucking... So I've got to get tickets for him.
Yeah. Pete's basically become the tickets out because we know someone who works at the BBC.
So we're
going to try and get in through the back door.
Because worst case, because this is what's going to be really bad. Sam won't even be their support because he can't get in there either.
Can't get in. I've already written placards. I'm ready to go.
She's one of the dancers. Yeah, that'd be awful.
But we are going. In all seriousness, me and Pete are going to the first actual show.
Listen, I couldn't think of anything worse. I don't watch the fucking show.
Sweet.
But listen, it's a big thing for Zara and I...
You're part of the family, come on.
I obviously will go.
And we're both bringing placards that's going to be like, go Zara, team Zara, go bitch.
I think yours is going to say, come home Zara. Anyway, so that's big news. That's good. She's very happy about it, isn't she?
She is over the moon. She's a bit nervous.
So,
she's going to put her everything into it. She's not the best dancer in the world, but I think...
That's where I was going with that. Yeah. How'd you rate her chances? And you just slagged her off before I...
No, but
she's not the best dancer.
No, but I'm not slagging her off, because at the end of the day...
Did she let you down on TikTok?
I think...
Is that the problem?
No, she's a better dancer than I am, but I think that, and this is just with my little producer head screwed on, I think that a journey is so much, and I'm obviously biased to Zara, but I think a journey is so much more, like, fun to watch. Like, I want to watch someone who's a bit shit at dancing, got two left feet, and then, like, as they grow and evolve, they become, like, an unbelievable dancer. Mm. By the end, you're like, what, that's, to me, that's what Strictly is.
I agree, the journey's good, and it's also, the next question was going to be, at what level do you see Zara starting at, and you answered it there with someone who's just a bit shit.
No, I like that.
Going on a journey. So, not high hopes for her then?
No, big high hopes, because I think...
Big high hopes?
No, because I think she's going to learn, she's going to throw everything into it, and when Zara puts her mind to something, she's really, really talented at most things she's ever tried. Look at the documentaries, mate. She literally wanted to do that, she flew with it. I genuinely think she's going to do really, really well. I'm really glad, actually, that we get to watch someone who's never done anything like that before. I mean, as I said, I'm biased, but I think that's the point of Strictly Come Dancing.
Will you be... I presume that your social media is going to be flooded with funny, hilarious videos of you and Zara doing the rumba and shit.
Then. Well, I've already
been looking at them.
I've already asked.
Yeah.
I have, because Zara's expertise is, you know, professional TV personality, doing all the cool shit. My expertise are TikToks. And so I was like, well, what can I gain from this? And I thought we, and I say we, because I'm going to rope Pete into these as well, is that we're going to try and do, I think, some TikToks. We'll do some salsas, some three-way dancing, and it will be really fun. We'll maybe get her partner involved as well. We'll have a four-way, and it will be like, really, not in that way, but we'll like have a, like, we'll do some fun TikToks together. The opportunities are endless. The only thing is, Zara did say, don't embarrass me.
Well, I think you should just not talk about it or do anything then, because there's a fair chance that you will fuck something up. Anything else you want to add to Zara's Strictly?
Yeah, just one thing, actually. It was really lovely. And this is, you know, sometimes there's nice touch on the lovely stuff. Is Pete actually did a really nice Insta story. Pete did a lovely little message to her being like, so proud of Zara. Because Pete, you are, for the listener, he pretends he hates us. Genuinely, he's part of our family. I'm going to carry on this.
No, I don't pretend I hate you both. I've openly said, I genuinely, me and Zara, I think she's great. I really, really like Zara now. Obviously, at the beginning, not so great. Now, really, really like Zara. It's you that I find painful. But as a couple, I love you.
Yeah, Pete is basically like our sort of uncle. You're not like too old, you're just a bit older. Anyway, yeah, Pete wrote a really, really lovely message. So I just want to say in front of all the listeners, Pete, thank you so much for that message. That meant a lot to her.
That's fine. Sam asked me to do it.
No, I didn't.
Is that the you set me
I
up
did,
for that?
I did. Job. I asked him.
Sam messaged me saying, "Can you put something up for her?"
It was lovely.
And I went, yeah. And I couldn't actually find any pictures of just me and Zara because I don't know why we would have pictures together. So I just put up a picture of me, Sam, and Zara, but cut Sam out.
And then got loads of love for it.
Yeah, everyone went, I love that. You cut him out, wanker.
And then actually, I at the same time would put up a photo of me and Pete saying, get to see the big guy tomorrow.
Yeah. What he'd done with that, it was the usual where he had increased my forehead a lot. It looked like a fridge.
was so fucking good. I had thousands of messages. So I put up a photo of me and Pete, and I'd just done a little edit on the forehead. Just enough.
A little edit?
It was just enough for people to not actually know whether it was
true or
not.
Well, the worst part of it was is that I saw it and I didn't notice.
Yeah, exactly. You just, the beauty of it is you want Pete to look at it and go, God, do I look a bit shit? And not actually be like, oh, he's edited it. And it was part, I had so many messages being like, have you edited his forehead? Or is that actually his forehead?
But what we're actually doing now is it's got to the point now. No, because we did all this fucking, oh, it's funny, edit the pictures fucking ages ago. I cannot post anything now, right? Which is what I think is a nice photo of me without someone going, oh, he's done it again. No, he hasn't. That is just me. Oh, what's he done to your nose this time? Nope, that's just my nose. Oh, the fucking hairline, look at him. Nope, that's just my hairline.
The banter, I love you two, the banter. Oh,
on Sam's birthday, I put up a picture of me and Sam, and someone went, see, you do love him using one of his edited pictures. It was just, I thought it was a nice photo of me.
I made Pete look like he had a club foot.
Is it an edited photo? No, it's not.
It's like, you look at your leg.
No, I don't, no, it's not. It's not.
Show me.
My leg does look weird.
It's not. It's a different one. It's a different one.
Oh, see, now I question. That is just my fucking leg.
See, that's the beauty. I'm so in his head. I'm fucking your brain. I'm so in Pete's head that he's now looking at photos going, oh, my leg does look a bit fat there. Or it does look a bit weird. It's just a normal photo. But now even Pete doesn't know.
I just don't know what's real anymore.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant.
Well, the worst thing is that even if I take a picture on my phone, which means that he can't edit it, I still worry. Because I don't understand technology. I don't know if he's got a way of doing it. Because like, sometimes I think, oh, God, that looks worse than one that he's edited. That's when I know it's bad. And that's when it gets to the point now when you have to... I've got to that age now, like, where you... Unless I'm drunk, you know, when you just go out and someone goes, have a picture, and just as both, you just go, yeah, and you have the picture done. Now I go, can I have a look? Oh, no, we'd have to do that again. And then go, it's the lighting. It's not. And then Pete, I just move my hair back over.
It's Pete's nose that's got, I feel like, got bigger. There was actually, we did a video.
It's got bigger because you're making it bigger.
We did a video.
I feel like it's got bigger. Yeah, that's what happens when you go,
We did a video a couple of days ago, and Pete was banged his nose into my ass crack. And sorry, without any context, that sounds really weird. He cracked his nose into my arsehole. And it collapsed on itself.
Yeah, well, I broke my nose a little bit, so it's squishy. Which is, but I'm glad it's squishy because it obviously collapsed rather than penetrating your arsehole.
It sounds weirder than it is. Wait for that video to come out. Actually, it's probably already come out, to be fair. It's a video where I tricked Pete into doing some press-ups, but actually I pulled his head into my butt crack and then he gave me the biggest bruise on my side and my leg, which really, really hurt. Anyway, moving on. Zara's doing Strictly. Well done, Zara. I love you, Goose. I love you so much, you tiny little Goosington goose bear. You princess, fairy princess.
Do you know what? Okay, boring.
Let's move on. Let's move on to the sidebar of shame. Sidebar of shame.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Yeehaw!
Are we on sidebar already?
We are. We're on the sidebar because Pete has brought something to my attention and I just don't know how to feel about this one. Pete, take us away.
So, the new Celebs Go Dating is coming out and they have announced the lineup. Some very interesting people on there, some of which we know. But apparently on Celebs Go Dating, they do like little digital things every year where people like do these little trends or something. And there's a trend where people have to show like you do a flash of a phone or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you ask your question and you flash what the answer is and then flash it back and then, ooh, what could it be? We just pause it and you see what it is. Don't understand why it's a fucking trend. But anyway, so they're doing that. So, you know, everyone's doing it. You know, who's your fucking celeb crush? And, you know, people are showing what it is. And then everyone's trying to guess in the comments and all that sort of stuff. So one of the people that is doing Celebs Go Dating this year is Adam Collard.
Adam Collard.
And he is on Celebs Go Dating this year. Very good looking man. Abs are fucking steel. Used to date Zara. Before she saw came to her senses and found the money. So before she found the light, she was with Adam Collard. Was that Love Island? Was that who she was with when she came out?
Yeah,
Love Island?
So Zara was with Adam in Love Island. They came out and then like most Love Islanders do, broke up as they after they came out.
Did he do Love Island again?
He did Love Island again.
So he did Love Island.
So, but this is quite a big thing. He was the first ever Islander to go back in to Love Island. And this was the last year's one, which was a big Love Island thing. I was doing loads of Instagram stories that you muted me for, Pete. And I was watching Love Island, doing my little stories accompanying it. And there was this clip that went viral because I was like, oh my God, abs and pecs, abs and pecs. And it's fucking Adam Collard. And I'm like, Zara, no, oh my God, it's your ex-boyfriend. So I was like, what?
So have you ever met him?
No. I don't think so.
And do you slag him off much?
No, actually, do you know what? I'm going to slag him off now. I was so excited for him to go on to Love Island because I used to really like him when he was on Love Island. I was like, he was just an absolute tyrant. He used to go on there and just like fuck around. And we used to call him Thanos. He'd just click his fingers and just ruin people's relationships. He was brilliant. But he then went on last year, and this is, I'm happy to say this as well, as a fan of Love Island, bitterly, you know when someone's like, being out of the limelight for a while and like he probably needs to do like a couple more PAs or he's got like, you know, he needs to make a bit more money. So he's gone back in. He was so fucking boring and you know, when someone tries to change their persona and it's like, no, you're forgetting all this, mate. You're going in for our entertainment, entertain us. You're not going in to change personas. You're going in to entertain. He just didn't entertain at all. Disappointed.
Okay. So that's both people in the Thompson household that have been disappointed with him. However, so he's now doing Celebs Go Dating, and he's doing the little flicky thing, who's your celeb crush? And people are commenting in there, oh, it looks like, what's her name, Megan Fox, and all this sort of crap. You know, what do you know? I don't know, whatever the fucking questions. The last question is, who's your least favourite celebrity? Yeah, so who you know, if they were on fire, you wouldn't piss on them. Who do you really not like?
If you're on fire, you wouldn't piss on him. I've never heard that before.
Who do you really not? Who do you fucking hate? Could be anyone. You know, if someone asked you that question, who would you go for?
I don't know, because it was.
Well, let me tell you who Adam Collard went for. Quick flash. It was just a
Pete.
So quick, he did it real quick.
The video.
Did it real quick, but I thought I recognised that. Watched it about 20 times because I couldn't get the pause right. It was really, really fucking difficult to get it in there. But I did manage to get the pause. And the person that he least likes is Sam Thompson.
Absolute fucking travesty. That.
What is the exclusive big story? Why does Adam Collard hate you?
Fucking fuming.
Is it because Zara upgraded?
Absolutely livid. When Pete messaged me, I went, no, you're wrong. I was like, we haven't even met. Mate, I paused it as well. It is my face. And there's also people underneath going, fucking hell, that's Sam Thompson. And I don't know why.
Well, he's immediately gone up in my estimation.
I knew you couldn't fucking say that. Why? Let's get him on the pod. No, we can't get him on the pod.
No.
Do you know what the problem is? I finally got a nemesis, right? I'm finally someone else's nemesis. And it's fucking Adam Collard. Roman Kemp. Fucking son of Adam Collard is mine.
Yeah, but nemesis for different reason, because your nemesis are career based, and I don't think career wise, you're on two different paths.
I would like to be someone's nemesis who I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
Do you want to be not my nemesis?
Well, no, because I'm not your nemesis. I know.
Well, no, you're not. But you.
So like Roman, not, Roman's.
I feel
mine.
Like you need a little boost. Because
Roman's not mine. I think Jordan North and Roman as well. They duke it out. I'm not going down like all that route. I'm getting fucking pulled back by fucking Adam Collard.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say to Adam? Like, you know, this is your moment now to, because listen, when these things happen, mate, and you know how it works in this kind of world, if you were on a reality show and he'd said this, what do you always have?
You'd have a right to reply. You'd have to go and have a bumping, wouldn't
so
you?
So you'd have to do a bumping. Let's just imagine you and Collard are walking down the streets. He's ducking the trees and because he's 15 feet tall. And you're just trying to hop up on the curb, right? And then you're walking towards each other, right? You've heard him say to someone else, listen, you know who I really don't like? My least favourite person is Sam Thompson. What is your opening line to the big, huge Geordie
can I tell
man
you what,
mountain?
Can I tell you what? You've really set the scene well there. Can I tell you...
Thank you. Was it the bit where you were trying to hop on the curb? Because I have seen you do that.
Can I tell you what the reason I think that he's put me... is I think it's one of those things, I don't think he actually dislikes me. I just look at that, me. I don't think he dislikes me. I think he likes me quite a lot, actually. But I think it's one of them things where He strikes me as the kind of guy who knows reality TV is like his bread and butter, right? That's like, he knows how to be a little bit like, ooh, what's he doing over there? He's probably gone, do you know what? This will generate some sort of like chatter. He's probably like, I'm on Seth Godin, this is my last roll of the dice. Like, this is it.
Again.
And he's like, I've got to do something. He's like, do you know what? This will do. Like, it's just a bit of banter. I don't think he actually really means it. If he did, I would ask him as to why, but I don't think he does. I think he's just doing it because he's like, do you know what? We'll create a little bit of chatter here. We'll do a little bit. And then, lo and behold, we're talking about it on the podcast.
I reckon I know what's happened there.
Go on. Enlighten us.
As someone who has done Slips Go Dating once or twice.
Four times.
As you've done it twice.
I have.
We know the digital team there.
Yeah, we do.
Very well.
We do.
Alan,
I'm surprised they let that happen.
Or did they go, I don't really know. Sam Thompson would be funny. Yeah. And he's gone, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what's
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think he hates you.
I think he's just literally gone, do you know what? I need to like create some sort of, you know, something headline or whatever. I'm going to say Sam Thompson because it gets a little bit of... Which I quite like because I feel like he's punching up, you know?
Well,
metaphorically speaking.
100%. Yeah, 100%. That's metaphorical.
He's punching up.
But listen...
I like it. I like your style, mate.
But you've actually...
Going for the big dogs.
You've actually... well, not really. He's going for sort of the sort of slightly limp Labrador. either way, neither of us have actually really ever met him.
Have you not met him? You must have on the event circuit, surely.
Not really, because he stopped getting invited to things pretty quick. So, no, but listen, I'm making little digs just because he's slagging off my mate, but I'm sure he is a lovely imbecile. I'd just like to say to Adam Connard, please don't hurt me.
Yeah, yeah, Adam. Adam, I would like to also say... You're 7 foot tall, built like a brick.
Do you think we could take him together?
No, absolutely not.
If you hold him, I'll kick him.
Yeah, Adam, we don't want any smoke. Genuinely, you're stacked. Anyway, this has been Staying Relevant. What a lovely episode this has been. I've really enjoyed it.
Do you know what I've actually got before we finish? We are potentially going to do a bonus episode now.
Mm.
And the bonus episode is going to be all about interaction with you, the listener. So what we want you to do is write us many reviews, send us emails, send us things you think that we want to know about, send us things you want us to talk about, so you can do it on, where are we? Instagram, on TikTok at Staying Relevant, or just writing comments under the Instagram, or email us, or review, whatever the fuck. Talk to us, and we'll talk back. Anything that just happens to you, what your Staying Relevant moments, just anything that you think might be interesting. We might do some themed ones, but for now, just talk to... This sounds really desperate.
Tell us a story.
Just talk to us.
So you can email us with all of your best stories. They don't even have to be Staying Relevant, just best stories. They can be relationship stories, poo stories.
No, I don't want stories. Shit stories.
Pete hates the word poo. Email us on stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com and we'll receive all of them. And I can't wait. This is going to be really, really fun. And you can vote for us.
Oh, fucking hell. Say goodbye.
And you can vote for us. The link for our podcast Listener's Choice Award is in our bio on all our social media accounts.
Still talking.
Please vote for us.
Insanity Group.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.